Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Let's take it back one time. Well, how we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Let's start it off like this. Oh, boy!
Mine! Diamond on my neck, diamond on my ring.
Mine!
I smoke more than a choo-choo train.
Mine!
You boys hating on me cause I'm getting paid.
Mine!
Let's take it back to DSR days.
Mine!
My knees, no begging, it's a pain reliever. Hard times equal out to a great testimony. I say to myself at times, but I never feel lonely. Collect my thoughts like a therapist. I wake up on my grind, yeah, this is a wake up kiss. X and O's full of bliss. Shout out to my haters, cause they got their pampers on, cause they so pissed. I keep them in the right place, give them something, little bit of taste. Negativity erased. Draw up another picture, I knock it out the box. Whoever the picture, real shit I live by. They still if needed, they show themselves in real situations, believe it. All desires in this temporary life trip is not needed. Once the lights turn black, everything's deleted. My God,
I be out there smoking California, living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright, every day of my life.
race shuttle. Preparing with my team, yeah, we in the huddle. Me and K-Rich plant the seed, watch it grow. We throwing money cause we bout to make plenty more. And that's word on my mama though. Countdown at D&T, yeah, it's bout to blow. Tired of picking the locks to the game, I had to kick the dough. So it's only right that I'm able to throw bread to the studs. No luck, it's all God given. Lord knows I'm sinning, but the devil ain't winning. Rest it on, and my brim, yeah, it's bending. The real definition of hunger, I'm real. No Pinocchio, sport number. I get slept on like slumber. Party, I lack for paper, I stack. Cause I'm sleeping in the studio, cooling dudes with my backpack. Skating board through Tron, I'm in my zone. I'm so hungry for it, I eat the bone. And I know I gotta be patient, that's why I'll be on it, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it, I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it, I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it. In my catalog, set it free. I'm a destiny's child, so let me be. I told myself this year they gon' know my name. At the same time, they gon' feel my pain. And go hit the house my baby deserves. Tell her, throw away the stress, leave it to the birds. Salary increased just by my words. Leak out my pain for me to be stronger. I go through this to beat my shield for my little girl's armor. And that's why I stay on my grind, and I'm never gonna fall, I fall, prime time.
I'll be on it, smoking California, living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright, every day of my life. Never wake up from my dreams, I'll be chasing it, I'll be living it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nate Production.
What's up, Nate? What's been up with you, ma'am?
What's up?
Oh, man. So, yeah, man. We got to catch up with you because, you know, we haven't really had a chance to chop it up with you. Everything's going on. But what's been going on with you over the past 2 weeks. What's been going on?
Midterms, been a death that was close to me, you know, just touched the
are you getting good grades? I hope you better be getting some good grades or we're gonna hunt you down.
Duh, I'm okay. Getting good grades.
All right, but I said, don't make me hunt you down, Nate. So I saw your post. You were talking about that the All-Star game supposed to be in Atlanta next year.
That's what I was told. Now, people saying it's supposed to be somewhere else, so I'm kind of confused.
Let me see. I can get you the official answer on that live results as far as the NBA All-Star 2019, actually. So, again, 2019. It will be actually, they're wrong. It will be in Charlotte, but it's probably they probably mean 2020. Let me see. 2020? No, because 2020 is going to be in Chicago.
I don't know. They confusing because somebody else told me it was supposed to be in.
Two,
maybe
2000.
It's maybe it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, it's a Super Bowl.
So the Super Bowl will be in Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am.
I knew it was one of them.
Yeah. I was saying, hold on. Maybe, because I mean, I was thinking, because it's been years where stuff has happened back to back. Like, they had, like, I remember they had 2010, they had the NBA All-Star game here. And then 2011, they had the Super Bowl here. So I've seen it happen in places back to back before, especially when they have new facilities. So that's why I was like, oh, that can't be too weird. But nah. Yeah, it's not. Matter of fact, the next couple ones after, like, so next year it's in Charlotte, and then the next 2 years for the All Star game, 2020 is Chicago, 2021
is in Indianapolis.
Yep. Yes, it is. You're correct. I'm looking at that right now. It's in Naptown, 2021. Oh man, we gotta go. Does that mean we our road trip? Party at Nay's house.
You crazy?
party at Nay's house. Hey. But anyways, man. Shoot. Let me let y'all know what's on the schedule for today's show. So usually, you know, we bring you a segment called the six, which is six is where we bring you a list of six things based on a particular topic. Well, today you get two for the price of one. So yes, yeah. First list will be about breast cancer awareness, and the other list will be about domestic violence awareness. For those of y'all that did miss Monday's show was very interesting because, you know, we had a unique perspective from, we had somebody that had not only is dealing with breast cancer, but also has dealt with domestic violence. So that was an interesting show indeed. Just kind of going, I mean, especially, man, the domestic violence situation. That was out of, I mean, that's why you can't never know, man. Everybody thinks that people have these shirts that says, hey, I've been to domestic violence. You don't know who's been through what. You don't never know who's necessarily gone through breast cancer either, because you're going around and that's because they don't tell you. They don't have a shirt that says, hey, I have breast cancer. You're not going to necessarily know. So, yeah, it was unique that she went through both. And man, especially Nay, that story she shared about her battle with domestic violence was out of hand. I'm sitting here like, what the hell is wrong with this dude? So, yeah, man, that mess hurt my head. I was like, what the heck is wrong with this person? So, yeah, she said she dealt, you know, especially, you know, well, a lot of people don't realize a lot of our troops go through a lot of these things because, you know, people tend to take advantage of the situation more because you're not necessarily able to be, you having to be on the move all the time. And in some cases, this is one of those cases where the male who wasn't in the military decided to be on some fuckboy shit, so. Man, that mess blew my damn mind, man. But yeah, I know you talked about a few weeks ago. You actually shared your story about what happened with you with your domestic violence too.
Yes, yes.
Like, I mean, like, I know one thing we never really kind of talk about, like, how do you, how, like, how does you heal from, like, well, because so, sometimes it's not really a way you, I mean, I say how do you heal from it, but necessarily, doesn't necessarily mean that it still doesn't go in the back of your mind. Like, how do you heal from it thus far, I should say?
I'm not healed all the way, honestly, but I just, you just got to learn how to pray. You got to know God, honestly. That's all I got to say. You got to know God, and you got to know how to pray, and you can't let it get you down, even though, like, honestly, when you go through that type of situation, blah, blah, and the court is involved, you can have the option up to write a letter, a victim impact letter, explaining how it impacted you. So what I explained to the judge in my letter is that this is something I'm going to have to deal with the rest of my life, which is absolutely true, for the simple fact now I have to think about if the next person is going to put their hands on me, if the next person is going to do this, if the next person is going to do that. And it do affect your relationships in the future. It does. And, I mean, that's the truth. But you got to try to deal with it the best way that you know how.
Like, even without going into our facts and stuff we have for the six, like, how do you, man, like, that's just an interesting question because you don't necessarily know, like, how in the heck are you supposed to identify these people?
What do you mean by that?
Like, because everyone always makes it sound like you can just, like, you have, like, a magic, like, as if there's, like, some magic way of identifying someone and say, oh, this person, they, you know, they are an abuser. Like, how, like, it's kind of almost like
no
a rhetorical question about how the hell are you supposed to know?
It's no way to know the signs, honestly. Kinda, it's really no way to really know that a man didn't put their hands on you. I mean, but once they, I mean, the first time they do it is the first time you honestly need to walk away. Because once they say they're not going to do it again, 9 times out of 10, they are going to do it again.
It's craziness. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into we're going to go into one more quick song, and we'll come back. We're going to go into our lovely The Six segment. So, y'all, two packed this week. Again, first one we'll be talking about is six facts you need to know about breast cancer. And then the other one will be six facts you need to know about domestic violence. So, we'll be back. We'll be focusing on that. We come back here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy Ceddie J and your girl Nasa Dukeshawn. Let's go to my boy AV the Great, and we're going to go to a classic line. Let's go to Cool. We'll be back in a cool 5 minutes.
Everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is, most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw beat, charge me with ag. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, and nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, hit big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir saying like,
it's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Alright, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. And yo. Hold up. I got you now. Hold up. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and get into the first part of the six. The six, again, for those of y'all who are new to the show, it's a segment where we highlight six things based on a particular topic. So we go. And no, it's not in no particular order. We just kind of go around this crazy list, and then bam, you got six after that. So, bam, and they just sent it to you for the other one. All right, so yours truly. I'm going to start off with the breast cancer facts. So we're going to go through these nice and smooth. So buckle your seatbelts. All right. So first fact about breast cancer is that 1 in 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. Again, that's 1 in 8 women. So put eight women next to each other, at least one of them is bound to have a breast cancer. Next, number 2, breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women. So to couple with that important fact that it's the most commonly diagnosed cancer, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among women. So not only is it the most commonly diagnosed, but it's the second leading cause of cancer deaths. Number 3, each year it is estimated that over 252,710 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and more than 40,500 will die. Number 4, although breast cancer in men, and this is a very important one because I talk about this all the time and people make me sound like I'm very crazy, but it is definitely something that I think if we focus on this as well, we start realizing, hey, it's not just something that women should care about. Like, we all as a whole start caring about this. Although breast cancer in men is rare, an estimated 2,470 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and approximately 460 will die each year. Now, that percentage, if you do the percentage of that, that percentage is pretty high of the deaths, because, again, most people, you know, a lot of cases, we don't think that, a lot of people don't realize that men can get it too. So there's men who have it and don't realize they're walking around with breast cancer, and by the time they realize that, hell, they finna die because, hell, they didn't get to it in time. So, yeah, man, that basically leaves you only about 2,100 men that didn't die each year. That's crazy. Number 5, on average, every 2 minutes a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, and one woman will die of breast cancer every 13 minutes. So, you know, this show is an hour. You do the math. There you go. So yeah, it's like that's a lot to swallow, man. Then final fact number 6, over 3.3 million breast cancer survivors are alive in the U.S. today. So again, although people are being diagnosed with it, a lot of people are starting to detect it and are fighting it and surviving it. So shout out to those 3.3 million that are surviving it, man. It's a tough battle. I definitely top my hat off to you. Y'all already know, I told y'all on Monday, hell, I've had family members pass away from this crazy, this crazy fight. So, yeah, man, it's something that it doesn't matter. Like, people can be, you know, everyone always wants to think that, oh, I don't have to really start worrying until I'm older. No, I can get you younger too. Again, our guest was on Monday. She's in her early 20s and she already has it. So that's a lot to think about. All right, so that was the 6 for 6 fun facts about breast cancer. So take that, let that be beginning research for you to go do more. Hell, I recommend if you are out there, go get tested. If you even think you feel something weird in your chest, go get tested. I know sometimes we freak out. You know, I'm one of the people, I'm like that too. Like, I freak out about, oh, I got to go to the doctor. I don't feel like going because you get the anxiety of, oh, they're going to find something. But it's better for you to find out if you got something than you be stuck and it's too late because you were too hesitant to take care of it right away. So, yeah, that's a nutshell, man. All right, so yeah, that's the first six. I told you I've got a two pack today. The second part of the two pack is six facts about domestic violence, and I will pass it over to Nay as she gives us. I know I sent you a bunch of facts, Nay. You can pick any six of that list I sent you. So, yes, Nay, take the floor.
Well, like I said, domestic violence is not a fun situation to go through. It can change you mentally and physically and emotionally. So, yeah.
Oh, crap. You said it didn't get to your phone. Damn. What in the hell? Okay. It's not acting right. Okay. I will, since you said it's not coming to you. I will go ahead and read it, and then heck, I'll let you. Okay. So first fun fact about domestic violence, domestic dating violence. Because matter of fact, this site actually says dating violence as well. Because sometimes we think domestic, we only think of all the people who are necessarily married, but we don't necessarily, you know, we say dating violence, you know, it could be someone that you just casually dating as well. So domestic dating violence is a pattern of controlling behaviors that one partner uses to get power over the other. This includes physical violence or the threat of physical violence to get control, emotional or mental abuse, in sexual abuse. And again, because I stress this enough, you know, we only think of the physical part. Again, domestic dating violence is a pattern of controlling behaviors that one partner uses to get power over the other. This includes physical violence or threat of physical violence to get control, emotional or mental abuse, and sexual abuse. Number two, 85% of domestic violence victims are women. So, do the math, people. Yes, that means, you know, yes. So, although there is a majority of women are usually victims, if you do the math, that means that, hey, men do go through it too. And sometimes I think that we don't necessarily hear about it for men sometimes for this reason, like we feel like it would make us less of a man to admit if we went through any of that. So yeah, that's something. But 85%, it's just craziness. A quarter of women worldwide, this is number three, a quarter of women worldwide will experience domestic of dating violence in their lifetime. Women between the ages of 20 to 24 are at the greatest risk of becoming victims of domestic violence. And Nay, how old are you when you went through it?
23.
So there you go. You fell right into it. You fell right into those numbers. 20 to 24. And I guess on Monday, she fell into that number. She fell into those numbers too. Yeah, people, it tends to happen because, you know, especially, you're kind of starting to find your own at that time. And that's when people feel like they can just do what they can just try to take control of you then. All right, next fact. Domestic violence is most likely to take place between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. So to help you do the math on that, that time span is usually when most people are off work. So Yeah, that's about the same time. Weekends, you know, usually that's, heck, that could be even sometimes people come back from the bar or whatever. So 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is usually when most domestic violence takes place. Number five, and this is why you have to be careful on doing this stuff, because this, because it's not, it's, once this pattern of behavior starts, it trickles down, because then this fact happens. Boys who witness domestic violence are 2 times as likely to abuse their own partners and children when they become adults. Let me reiterate that again. Boys who witness domestic violence are 2 times as likely to abuse their own partners and children when they become adults. So, you know, like when people be saying the whole thing, you need, you know, like Nate was like, you gotta know and leave. No, that's why they be saying that, man, because, you know, especially your son is watching this and he's learning this behavior and thinking that's okay because you're tolerating it. So.
Or what they don't say, I don't know if they got this as a fact, but a lot, 90% of women who go through domestic violence, their mother went through it. They seen their mother go through some sort of domestic violence.
Yeah, if you think about it, yeah, I mean, although they're saying, like, they're speaking more so of the abuser side, yeah, you have a fine point there. Although that's not in the facts list, yeah, that only makes sense, too. Right, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, because if it's affecting the boys to become abusers, then, yeah, by cause and effect, you know, by reverse effect, yeah, it's going to start causing some of the women to think that's okay, too. Because, you know, these little girls are watching this and they think, oh,
okay.
Mommy was...
I mean, they think it's love and it's not love. Then I hate when people say, if a nigga put his hands on you, that means you got some good pussy. No. What the... No. Stop. No.
You ready to have your mind completely blown, Nate? Every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten. Every 9 seconds.
That is true.
So Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4, Mississippi 5, Mississippi 6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8, Mississippi 9. Someone just got abused. That's a lot to demand. That's a lot to process. But, you know, I know, man, we key and joke around with y'all all the time. But, sometimes, man, we bring y'all some facts, man. We just want to make sure that, no, we real around it. Like, we have fun, but also be aware. And even if you're not necessarily going to this stuff yourself, if you know somebody that is, reach out to them. And try to get them help. Like, don't just sit there and continue to have this passive behavior that people are doing. That's none of my business. I'll stay out of it. My name is Ben and I ain't in it. Well, you need to get the hell in it. So, yeah, man, we got to get better about this stuff. We got to get better about our health. And we got to get better about how we treat each other. And also get better about realizing, you know, directions are bigger than just you. They can trickle down to other people, and it becomes a pattern of behavior that continues to trickle down further and further and further. So, no, man, we got to do better. And notice I didn't go out to any race, any particular race or anything. That's not what this is about. This is about trying to get this done as a whole, because it's not just a certain race problem. It's an everybody problem. We need to eradicate it as a whole. So, yeah, that is the six, the two pack of the six today. Appreciate everyone for, you know, tuning in to that. So thank you. Alrighty. Well, what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and get into our what's going on segment. And that's where we let you know what we got going on. Get ready to come up and whatnot. So let's dig into Nay's business. Nay, what you got coming up?
Well, I'll actually be in Miami this upcoming Friday. So, yeah, I'm moving sideways. Definitely moving sideways. But, yeah, I'll be in Miami this upcoming Friday, so stay tuned for that. And just be on the lookout for what I got coming up. I mean, some dopeness. The snow is Scorpio season, so...
Yeah, usually every time you go there, you come back with another video.
Just stay tuned. Yeah, I never know.
Spoiler alert, I'm telling you, I know these things. I paid it to the patterns now. Every time you go there, you come back with some hot video getting ready to break the net.
No, Miami, it's Friday. I'll be going out there for 4 days. That's like them in a week. And
be on your best behavior.
Vacationing. And, you know, I might spark up a little business. You never know.
Be on your best behavior, Nay.
I might. You know, what happens in Miami stays in Miami.
Oh, that's Vegas, but you know what?
yeah, so just stay tuned. You'll be
out there cutting up. Act like you got some home training.
I might be cutting up. I might. It's lit. Just know that.
Oh, man. All right, well, shout out to that. Going to Miami. All right, well, me, man, shoot, I got busy weekend. So I just did a reveal video of what I'm going to be this year for Halloween. Which, by the way, are you dressing up this year, Nay?
No, I am not. Actually, I'll be in Miami Halloween weekend, so, but no, I'm not.
Oh, you're going to be a freak for Halloween. Okay. So, what I'm going to be for Halloween, I am going to get to go see my reveal video. I'm going to put the reveal video on my IGTV page, too. And then I'm going to also put it on Snapchat, all that good stuff. But if you go to my page, you will see that this year I will be Inspector Gadget. So yes, although the reveal video, I didn't have everything on. I just had on the trench coat and the hat with the gadget arms. I'll be having on some dress pants or some jeans and a white shirt and a tie. So yeah, man, it's gonna be crazy. And I like this because this costume has so much room. Shout out to losing weight and getting in shape, because then that means that opens the doors of what costumes I can get, and opens the door of being able to have more costumes where I have plenty of room in it. So I'm excited. That means there'll be plenty of dancing this weekend. And then Sunday, I will be doing Bling the Runway 2. And that's a runway show that actually will be proceeds from the runway show will be going back to support breast cancer awareness. So I'm excited to be a part of that. And I'll be and our lovely co-host on Mondays, Chelsea Monet, she will be at the table with me, and we'll be promoting Human Canvas Magazine. So definitely come check us out, man. Come say hello. What's up? Hey, I've been listening to y'all show and all that good stuff. So just come show the support. And shoot, man, that's pretty much it for now. Y'all got to stay tuned for everything else, man. I'll drop some more news for some other stuff next week so we can get closer to dates. So, again, shoot, that's what we got coming up. Well, we'll do Nay. Go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you.
Well, yeah, I know y'all can find me on Snapchat, Nay_Seduction. What I say, if you don't know how to spell seduction, you'll ask me on for social media. Facebook, Nate Seduction, Instagram, Nate Seduction. Just search Nate Seduction, YouTube, Nate Seduction. Nate Seduction everywhere. Just find me, Nate Seduction.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to be nosy. Nate, how is everything in love land?
It is what it is. Can't kiss and tell.
It is what it is. It sounds so dangerous. Well, I did mention on Monday, you know, I'm trying to get on Nate's level a little bit. I ain't gonna get too much into it, but yeah. So just know that some particular person has been playing their cards right, and they continue to play their cards right, and you know, a certain status might change soon. So just stay tuned. Stay tuned, alert. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it is definitely going down, man. If y'all miss any of the show, I can go in any other shows. I can go to Dustspot, DUSKSPOT.com/DustspotRadio. And when you go there, you can see the 6 most recent episodes of the show on the radio player. And then right below the radio player, there's 3 buttons you can choose to go to any of our other spots that we syndicate the show, including iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And it'll allow you to listen to all the shows we've ever done. So, yeah, definitely go check it out, man, and enjoy. All right, well, so that being said, y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here early and leave now reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a...
Nay, there is
or
a way.
There is a way. Y'all tune in to an episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J and your girl...
Nate Seduction. Oh, and don't forget, guys, it's Wednesday. I mean, it's hump day. So if you go hump,
mm-hmm.
Please do it responsibly.
Yes, do it responsibly, please.
Responsibly.
And again, everybody, cannot stress it enough as we roll out. But take care of yourself in all ways, man. Health and mental and just everything. Just take care of yourself. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.